how well you think that the World Heritage Convention works with other UNESCO conventions. There are some who say that maybe we should throw them all out and start over with one convention, but that's probably not possible from a state party perspective. But how well do you think that we use the synergies, that are the potential synergies among those conventions?
If you compare my interview to the special issue of World Heritage Magazine of the previous year, concerning its English version and the Polish version, you will find a difference. In the Polish version, it is the full version of my interview, and the conclusion is very simple. It was just a philosophical question: when the convention of 1972 and convention of 2003 could meet. But I understand that at the very moment such a philosophy is not supported and well accepted at UNESCO itself. And I do understand the problem, because here in Poland and everywhere we do complain concerning the sectoral way of solving problems in the country like Poland. No cooperation between principalities, different ministers. So it is, so to speak, the same in UNESCO. If you are specialized in the help procedure of Convention 1972, why you should make yourself a problem dealing with another convention? So on the one hand side, we have this, let's say, very basic human instinct of bureaucrats united. And on the other, it is obvious that the growing importance of intangible, that the evolution of our understanding of the meaning of heritage, the, let's say, importance of the understanding of heritage by ordinary people, by the societies, it leads us to the point where we shouldn't try to avoid any longer such a difficult discussion. But it would be simply quite difficult. It would be a challenge for the experts to find a common, let's say, territory. Or maybe the territory is common and it is easy to identify, but how to act, how to execute. The execution would be difficult. It is quite easy to say that as we have architecture and there is a palace so and so, so the standards of the execution of the conservation and protection are clear. But how shall we approach the problem of intangible? It could be a long way, but we shouldn't try to avoid the problem for sure.